It took less than a minute, but in that time, Air India's London-bound flight with 242 passengers and crew on board crashed into a medical residence. The full death toll from yesterday's disaster has yet to be established, but one passenger, Vishwas Kumar, miraculously survived. However, families of other victims of the plane crash said they were frustrated at how they were treated as they waited for news of their relatives.
My sister-in-law was going to London. Within an hour, I got news the plane had crashed. I had left for Ahmedabad, then I came back. We don't know anything. We've not been able to enter the hospital.
First, we were forced to roam on the streets for an hour and a half. They kept saying, "Stay here, don't stay here. We have come to see our relatives, not to be sent around in circles."
The reaction of some of those relatives waiting for news in Ahmedabad yesterday. And for the latest on what happened there, I'm joined by special correspondent with the Indo-Asian News Service, Janvi Sanaya. Janvi, give us the latest this morning.
So as of now, like right now, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Ahmedabad. He is visiting the people who are admitted in the hospital right now. And he's also going to go in person at the site where the plane crashed to take a stock of things on what is happening right now. And like as of now, the dead bodies of the people who died in the plane crash are also going to be handed over to the families. It was not done yesterday because it was difficult for the medical professionals to even identify the dead bodies. They were damaged so badly. So these two things are going on right now.
And of course, there were the casualties on the ground in the medical dormitory as well. Do we have a total number of casualties from this disaster yet?
There were more than 50 people who were injured, but the government has not declared any official data on how many casualties are there due to the attack on the hospital also. So that is still ongoing. The government hospitals are packed with people. There is immense need for blood donations, and that process is still ongoing. So by this day end, we expect official data on the total casualties.
And the facts, while scant, of course, there is that video. There is the evidence of the Mayday call. And unusual in a plane crash that the tail hit the ground first, not nose first.
Yes, yes. So the government has set up a committee to do the investigation in the matter because there were so many speculations that the government employees are also sharing, whether it, because it was a Boeing aircraft. So was it something due to technicalities, or there was some fault of crew of Air India? As of now, the Air India, which is owned by Tata Group, they have announced 1 crore compensation for each family that has lost someone in this aircraft mishap. So that has been done as of now.
And the black box and the data recorders, have these been located yet? Because these will give a more accurate picture of what went wrong here.
No, in fact, that is still in process. I think by this day end, we should get a clear picture on what went wrong and what is the total number of deaths that we have seen in the hostel. And for the plane, it is announced that they are like 241 confirmed deaths. But when it comes to the total casualties and what went wrong, I think by the day end, now that the Prime Minister has also visited it, we expect it by this evening.
What's Air India's track record on airline safety?
There have been disasters, but this, I can say that India's worst air disaster in recent memories. But when it comes to Air India, there have been so many problems in the recent past in terms of their airlines or how they are not maintained properly, or when it comes to delays. Air India has faced problems in their domestic and international flights, and now all the passengers who have faced past grievances in this matter are also coming out that they even in the past felt unsafe traveling in Air India.
And there have been poignant pictures coming out since the crash of one was a man who was bringing his family with him on the plane, taking a picture of himself and his family as they made a journey to what would be a new life, but only seconds away from death.
Yeah. There was also, I interviewed also one of the aged ladies. She was around like 60 years of age, going to London for the first time. In fact, sitting on a flight for the first time. And she was going to London to meet her son, who is now settled there. And she also recorded a video when she sat in the flight, because it was her first experience, and sent that video to the family members. And in the matter of like a few minutes, she was just not there. And when the compensation was you know, offered by the Tata company, which owns the airline, the people still complain that no amount of money is enough for the lives lost, the family members that they have lost. And in one of the person who was also on the flight was Mr. Vijay Rupani. He is like the former chief minister of Gujarat. He was 68, and he was also currently working with the ruling party in India. And the prime minister and the people from the ruling party also spoke around his death, because he contributed a lot to the state of Gujarat, and he was very active with the ruling party.
Indeed, and a story behind every one of those fatalities and casualties, and as you say, details still emerging. Thank you for filling us in on what's been happening. That's Janvi Sanaya, Special Correspondent with the Indo-Asian News Service.